Gary, let me go to you. I want you to close us in prayer, but before you do, please try to answer this question. What can and what should the Church of Jesus Christ, what should we as believers be doing? How should we be thinking in times of crisis like this so that we can minister when these types of tragic and unfortunate instances occur? We pray they never do, but when they do, how should we be prepared to minister?
Well, first of all, I go back to the preachers. I think that preachers need to be making statements on this throughout the course of this day in whatever way that they can to bring the biblical worldview into perspective. Certainly, I do think that we need to be praying, and I do want to remind everybody that President Trump is going to lead in a moment of silence at 2:45 Eastern time this afternoon. I realize that a lot of our stations will be listening to this later, but certainly we need to pray for America. And also, keep in mind that God has a plan, and God works all things together according to that plan. And I think right now, David, in light of the hurricanes and the storms and the fires and everything else that's going on in our country that are really pestilences that the Bible talks about taking place in the last days, perilous times, I think that we need to be looking up and remember that Jesus Christ could return at any time. We need to be about our Father's business in evangelization.